Barb, thank you so much for sharing in your chapter and on the CD and being so upfront and honest with us and how your life was affected and how it has changed and your devotion to fighting and making a difference towards the issue of women and the violence towards women. Thank you. In there, you mention about that the fight needs to be more, that we need to create a more just system. What myth or stereotype about sexual assault do you find to be the most bothersome and or concerning?
The victim blaming, I think, just because so many people have a stake in maintaining that myth. Our society has a stake in blaming the victim as well as, you know, so that they can feel like it only happens to others. And then, of course, potential perpetrators have a stake in perpetuating the victim blaming as well. And as I said in my chapter 2, that for survivors, we cling to that self-blame as a way of feeling a sense of power and control.
You also mentioned in control mechanism is your anorexia was a form of control. Mm-hmm. When you were dealing with the trauma. Once you did start becoming a healthy survivor, what steps did you take to assist you personally with the anorexia?
It's still an ongoing struggle for me as I hit highs and lows in the healing process that we all go through. It really does take a conscious effort. I still tend to be very utilitarian as far as eating goes. I don't understand how people can go out and eat something that isn't good for them. So if it's not nutritious or good for me, then, you know, I wouldn't think to eat it. But I am very good and conscientious about nourishing my body now. And I just really focus on the true desire that I have to be healthy and feel good. That's just really, really important to me.
And you mentioned the desire to feel good. What are positives that you have seen in culture's approach, our society's approach, to the issue of sexual assault?
I think, you know, over the last, you know, even as long as 10 years ago, we started seeing a shift in some of the prevention work that was being done, whereas traditionally we were doing prevention with potential victims. And that's not doing prevention. The only way we can do prevention is preventing people from perpetrating. And I think in addressing men and bringing men into the issue, that's been really important, simply because men who perpetrate these kinds of crimes aren't going to listen to women. They obviously don't have any respect for women. So my speaking out against this kind of violence, they're not going to listen to me, but they may listen to other men. And I think, too, for men in our culture to be aware of the issue and dynamics and the what's going on in our culture, to stand up against sexist remarks that dehumanize women and devalue women, and stand up against other men and say, hey, you know, you realize what you're saying when you buy into that attitude and so forth. I think that's been really, really important.
Well, thank you. And I think that is great advice. I agree with you 100% about men needing to speak out and trying to make a difference with men especially. Thank you for everything you've done, both in the chapter and on the CD. And I know that you're going to be helping a lot of people out there. So thank you for all of your efforts.
Okay, thank you.